Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, and this week's Loud and Local Band of the Week is Mangy.
On the street, I found a 20. Bought a shop, got three more 40s.
It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Mangy. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their music?
You can see them March 14th. They're going to be over at Lucky Liquor with Warning Danger and the Disorderlies.
I like Lucky Liquor.
Lucky Liquor.
Yeah. you can check out the DJ Meeks page on KISW.com if you want to get more info. And don't forget, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, it's 2 solid hours of all local music. The show is called Loud and Local. You'll hear great bands like Mangy. Happy Friday, everyone.
Oh, man, we got a Valentine's Friday.
I know. It's kind of surprising that Danny has something that would match the holiday there with his pink and red shirt and hat.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, well, I couldn't help but notice. You're very bright.
It's because I love all of you.
Oh.
Is that it?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Right. You want to hug BJ?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. when do you think he's ever going to want a hug?
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying.
I don't even think he'll want one if he's choking on something.
Yeah, don't.
Well, you want that. That's the life hug.
No, don't hug. Yeah, Danny can't hug with me. I'll just go. I'll go quietly.
You don't want Danny behind you?
Yeah, don't want that happening.
Pulling your chest closer?
No.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, you got big Valentine's Day plans?
No. Chill at home and just, man, relax.
Those are great plans, man.
Not bad, actually.
I love the sound of those plans.
She sounds pretty awesome.
There's kids in the mix, so can only do so much.
Yeah,
true that.
Then chilling at home's even better when you've got the kids in your life. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Well, he's going to have to get a babysitter, because if he beats me, he's going to get to go see Incubus with 311 over at the White River Amphitheater on July 15th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Incubus, 311, and also playing with Bad Flower, which is a really cool band, tickets are available now through LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
On Valentine's Day, there are somewhere around 144 million of what item exchanged in the U.S. alone?
Candy, Valentine's.
No, no.
I love yous. I don't know.
No, a daiquiri is typically garnished with a slice of what fruit?
Orange, lemon.
No, no.
Lime.
Yes. The main source of roses sold in the U.S. on Valentine's Day are imported from which continent?
Let's go Denmark.
No.
Roses. Canada.
No.
Mexico.
No. What automotive company produced a car named the RX-7?
Mazda.
Yes. If you were born on Valentine's Day, what zodiac sign would you be?
Let's go Pisces.
No.
Aquarius.
Yes.
Sagittarius.
The first Walmart opened in what U.S. state?
Oh, it's east somewhere. Georgia.
No.
Alabama.
No.
Texas.
No. Valentine's Day and which other holiday are the biggest holidays for giving flowers?
Mother's Day.
Yes. What type of clam chowder is made with a tomato-based sauce?
Let's go Manhattan.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Oh, Jeff, if you guessed flowers, you would have had 6 correct.
No.
Oh, man.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you looking for a specific flower?
No.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a flower
it's
either?
It's not a flower.
Okay.
Mm. All right.
All righty.
All right.
Mm. If it's what I think it is, I think you're going to have to give it to him.
You thought it was flowers.
No, I know, because I thought it wasn't what I thought it was.
Okay.
But we'll see the answer. If the answer is, we'll see.
Are we going to have a fight?
Yeah, we might have to have a fight.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're not going to have a fight because I'm just going to give up. I don't care anymore.
BJ's in my corner. BJ's in my corner.
I'm sure he is.
A fight on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, shocking.
No couple's ever said that.
Yeah.
We're going to see what happens here. We'll see. But it may not matter.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. I hope that I help contribute to this.
Yeah, you need to tie the dude so that he actually gets the win when we fight with Rev.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
On Valentine's Day, there are somewhere around 144 million of what item exchanged in the U.S. alone?
Condoms.
No.
Mm.
Kisses.
No.
Cards. Yes.
Oh,
a daiquiri is typically garnished with a slice of what fruit?
Lime.
Yes. The main source of roses sold in the U.S. on Valentine's Day are imported from which continent?
Asia?
No.
Africa?
No.
America.
No. What automotive company produced a car named the RX-7?
Ooh, is that Nissan?
No.
Ford.
No.
Dodge.
No. If you were born on Valentine's Day, what zodiac sign would you be?
You would be a Sagittarius.
No, you wouldn't.
Capricorn.
No.
A heart of cock.
No.
Close, though.
The first Walmart opened in what U.S. state?
Alabama.
No.
Washington.
No.
California.
Oh, dear. No.
Oh, boy.
Valentine's Day and which other holiday are the biggest holidays for giving flowers?
Ooh, Mother's Day.
Yes. What type of clam chowder is made with a tomato-based sauce?
A Manhattan clam chowder.
Yes. And Steve, doesn't matter. You lose 5-4.
Good job, Jeff.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, you hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get those tickets. And, yeah, it really doesn't matter at all because I get this and that's all that matters.
Boo. The automotive company is the Mazda that produces the RX-7. You'd be an Aquarius if you were born on Valentine's Day.
I mean, Steve, you go get cookies at the Mazda dealership all the time.
I know. No, literally, and I was just looking at their cars yesterday. And I saw one of those, and it just didn't even click.
Didn't even comprehend.
Yeah. I guess I have to revoke my Spunkmeyer cookies the next time I go to Milo Mazda.
No, you'll just have to bring them to us.
Good call.
Okay, that's fair. The first Walmart opened in what U.S. state?
Well, did he say Mississippi?
I don't think so, but that would be incorrect.
How about Missouri?
No, but you're closer.
Okay, I don't know.
Arkansas.
Ah, wow. Mm-hmm. Didn't know Walmart opened in Arkansas.
Yeah, good old Arkansas.
Good for them, man. They turned a little down-home business into a big dang business.
The main source of roses sold in the U.S. on Valentine's Day are imported from which continent?
Vicky knows this. I'd say South America.
And you'd be correct.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I said America.
Yeah, I'm glad, though,
America.
You didn't say Antarctica.
I was going to.
Really worried about it.
Frozen roses are great.
I actually stopped myself because I said that makes no sense, Steve. But that was my third guess in my head.
Yeah, you did good.
So it was a controversy. I'm looking at some of the texts right now and just arguing over Valentine's versus cards.
Yeah, yeah, he said Valentine's. I was looking for greeting cards.
Oh,
but I mean, I don't know what a Valentine is, but a card.
A Valentine is like a person. Be my Valentine. You're not be my card.
Well, he said what?
Both of those things. So yeah, I guess Rev would be right.
I mean, that's the thing.
But he said what product? And the guy said candy, Valentine's. And I'm just assuming he meant Valentine's cards. But
I can see what you mean.
Yeah.
But fortunately, the guy said Valentine's is the same as cards. The next person said cards are definitely different from Valentine's. So calm your boobs, BJ.
Kind of. Yeah, that's where I thought on that. And I'm just really happy that you just managed to lose anyway.
Uh-huh.
So we can just avoid this whole controversy.
Yeah, but they're both. If you give somebody a card,
you
give them a Valentine. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of double meaning, but either way, it didn't matter.
Exactly. And congratulations to Jeff on beating Steve.
Winner. That's right. And if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. That's what's important. What's also important is it is Valentine's Day today, which means it's our annual tradition to share this awesome bit. Oh, I love this. This is the late, great radio broadcaster Paul Harvey sharing with us his Valentine's Day message.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. On Cullendon Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, Chuck Buick finally gave up. Chuck enjoys marijuana, so he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. I went to the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing, and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate. Somebody's singed a kitten. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-282. Bong.
Love that bit.
I mean, that was exactly how he did it, right?
Oh, yeah, there was no editing at all.
No, it didn't sound like it.
Oh, that's exactly how it went.
It sounded smooth.
A lot of people didn't know that Paul Harvey loved selling bongs on Valentine's Day.
Yes. May he rest in peace.
We got a woman that went on a date and ended up being the getaway driver for a bank robber. Yeah, I'll tell you all about this at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Back in December of 2016, a 40-year-old woman named Shelby from Massachusetts matched with a 33-year-old guy named Christopher on a dating app. He lived about 30 minutes away and asked her to pick him up from his parents' house. So that's what she did. She picked him up, and he drank wine in her passenger seat.
That's a classy date.
Oh, very classy date. Then he asked her to stop at a bank, but she didn't know it was because he was going to rob that bank. A few minutes later, he came running out holding a gun and $1,000 in cash and told her to drive. She says she, quote, panicked and drove away with him, but she pulled over immediately when she saw cop cars behind her. Christopher was arrested, and earlier this week, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Is that how long it took him to get convicted of all this? Like, here it is 2020, and it finally just happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a weird thing, even before the bank robbing part. I also think it was odd that we had to stop at a bank on a date in general, even if he was just going to deposit money or take out money.
See, this is the scary thing when you're just meeting randos, and I can't blame her. It's like, as soon as he gets in the car, you're kind of like, all right, whatever you want me to do, you want me to go do this? Because I think I would have picked up a vibe.
Yeah.
I'm giving
the whole drinking wine in the passenger seat.
That's the vibe I would have picked up.
This doesn't seem like it's going to be a fun date.
And he had a gun on him at the time, obviously. She managed to avoid any charges or jail time because I think she did the right thing. As soon as she felt safe, because the cops were behind her, she's like, I'm going to pull over. If he tries to do anything funny, they're going to get him. So, yeah. How crazy is that? What a date, huh?
I mean, it's the worst date, but to look back on it, what a great story to share with all your friends.
Oh, yeah. Man. Wow.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, so it was a wonderful first date. This woman ended up being a getaway driver for a bank robber. That's pretty awesome. So based on this, what was the oddest first date you've ever been on? Maybe somebody you know? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is the oddest first date that you have ever been on? Your calls, your texts, after Nirvana, on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. The Rock of Seattle. So a woman ended up being a getaway car driver for a bank robber on their first date. Based on this, what is the oddest date that you've ever been on? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Patrick in Redmond. Patrick, you are on The Rock.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Patrick? What you got for us today, buddy?
Well, so before the military, I was in Jersey, and I was young and impressionable. I was thinking 17 or 18 at the time on that dating app or whatever it was, and met this girl, went over a house in Pennsylvania. It was super weird. It's like a double-wide trailer, or what it like, looked like to me from the front, and inside. Turned out to be a house. And her dad was like this, like, grungy, looked like he could have been a member from AC/DC.
All right.
And so he's like, hey, come with me. I want to talk to you. I want to get to know you. We go down in the basement. And he just starts talking about the guns he has and the things he's killed and how he's killed them. And I was just beside myself. And I thought I was going to end up in the freezer that I was looking at down there.
Oh, Patrick, every father. And, you know, we have a network of fathers. You know, I remember when our kids were growing up, because a lot of guys that I was around, we had daughters. And you got to come up with a strategy, because you know dating's going to happen. And every dad wants to protect their daughter, and they always come up with a strategy. Either he was legitimately out of his mind, or this was his strategy to make sure you did not violate his daughter.
Well, I probably brain dumped everything I've ever done before the military, and when I heard you guys on the radio this morning, I was like, you know, this one thing has stuck with me.
That is weird.
I don't even remember the girl's name. I don't remember what town Pennsylvania was. Like, I completely, literally blocked it out of my memory until this morning.
Yeah, dude, I can. It's so funny what dudes do in order, because they just want to protect their little girls, and dads have a hard time letting her walk out the door on that first date. And every guy, that it doesn't matter. I mean, you could be bringing in the best guy in the world, she could bring in the house, and you still hate him as a father, because you know at some point, you know, it's like, you're not going to do that to my daughter, buddy.
Man, I got a few years, thankfully. Yeah.
Rest of the night, man, it was just sitting on the couch watching, I think it was Jeopardy or some TV show that our parents were watching, and it was just literally the most awkward, terrible night of my life. I felt violated by the end of the night.
That's awesome. I mean, well, it's not awesome for you, obviously, but it's... Steve, that's the thing you got to think about.
Yeah.
You know, what's your... Because I'm not a
I already have my strategy.
You got a strategy.
I'm going to wear my wrestling gear.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It'll look really weird in, you know, 12 to 15 years from now, but I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to put together a montage of all the stupid stuff that I've done in the ring, like getting hit with chairs, hitting people with chairs, beating people with kendo sticks, all that kind of stuff, right? And just have it on a loop and be like, come on in, let's sit down,
buddy.
And hold a chair and a kendo stick in my hand.
Oh, man.
And the verified championship, because I'll still be the champ.
Well, that he'll know he's dealing with somebody that knows his way around the ring when he sees the verified championship.
Right. Though. Or at least he knows that my pants are up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wearing my belt.
That's a whole different message if you don't want him to know your pants
are
up.
That's one way to keep him from dating my daughter.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's like, you got to go through me first, son.
Why is your dad wearing nothing but knee pads?
Yeah, that's...
And a championship bell around his waist.
Yeah, I don't think I want to date you anymore.
Yeah. You seem real cool. Yeah. Your dad, on the other hand.
Yeah.
A little weird.
That, you know... For any dude, I really do feel sorry for any dude that is the first guy that dates a man's daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going into the epicenter of who knows what.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad I didn't start dating till college, and we all lived on campus. So none of us had to deal with, I didn't have to deal with meeting the girl's dad when I first started dating somebody, because they weren't on campus with us.
You were a big help for me, by the way.
Why is that?
Because I realized how much you hated talking, and I'm like, I bet a lot of guys are more like Steve. They hate having conversations. Uh-huh. So that was my strategy. I would go, you want to date my daughter? We're going to go to lunch and have a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that was the squirmiest, most difficult thing for every little dude that I brought out there. I go, let's talk about the... And all the dudes are going, no man does this. Why are you talking to me? You're just, what?
Yeah, they'd earn it.
Yeah, you helped me. I was like, wow, Steve hates talking to me. Maybe other guys will, too.
I just hate talking to everyone, so you're not that special.
Oh, dang it. Let's go to Nina in Auburn.
You're special. I just hate talking to you.
Okay, thanks, man.
Happy Valentine's Day.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Nina in Auburn, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nina. What is the oddest date that you've ever been on?
So way back when, in 2011... whatever Fast and the Furious movie came out that year, I went on a date with a guy to go see it, and he liked wrestling probably more than I do, and trust me, I love it a lot. It's bad. but it got really annoying after a while, that being the only thing that we talked about, and I had to end it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I have wrestling too, so I know that I annoy people, and I couldn't handle it.
That's awesome. And, you know, and of course, that man, Steve Miggs, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
She had to end it.
That's why a smart man says, I only like it a little bit, and waits until you lock him in, and then you start really showing him how much you love
that. That's how you got her.
The sport of kings.
That's why I got to give my wife credit.
And queens.
I know I talked about Star Trek way too much in Star Wars, and my wife, I know she tolerated it because she didn't care about any of it, but I was like, blah, 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 blah,
but you had to tolerate the stuff that she cared about.
She really didn't talk much.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you know me.
That's a good point.
Yeah, she really got the raw end of that whole deal. And you know what? She stuck it out, which is why she can do whatever she wants now.
Someone says, I was on a date with a guy, and I look over, he's taking out his fake teeth that I didn't know he had.
Whoa.
And then he proceeded to tell me that his soul is 700 years old, and he was an Irish prince twice in his past life.
Oh, yes.
I took a break from dating after that.
What are you talking about? You had an Irish prince. He probably had some, you know, doubloons or the lucky Irish coins.
Doubloons.
Whatever they call them. I don't know.
The person said, my oddest first date, she brought her dad along because she thought, quote, we'd get along because we both own Harley Davidsons. It was weird. Adam and Everett, hashtag TD for life.
Do you think that was dad's idea?
No.
I don't know, Dad. I mean, I think I could see dad wanting to be the chaperone. Oh, yeah. Again, the little girl thing, Steve, you do not want to let her out of your sight that first time.
Yeah. I don't know. But there's some dads and daughters that are like homies. Like they go out and they go to concerts together and they do all that together. So maybe she's like, my dad's my best friend.
I bet they'll get along really well.
See, the dad
they'll
should
break the ice. The Harley Davidson stuff.
I agree. Yeah, you got, you know, as a father, you got to know when to cut that cord yourself and go, honey, I'm busy. I can't do it.
There was a time that I was eating my donut, minding my own business, and my coworker referred to them as cream buddies, and then we ate the same kind of stuff. Are they watching our Facebook video?
Yeah.
That's what's going on. Yeah.
Cream buddies?
So I refer to you and Danny as cream buddies.
I don't. Yeah, I know. And I didn't like it then, and I don't think anybody should ever use it.
Well, thank you, Top Pot, for bringing us some cream-filled donuts.
Yeah, they were heart-shaped donuts.
Yes.
They were
cream inside.
Yeah, they were good. The one that I had. No, only one, Sarah. That's all.
Yeah, you liar.
No, actually, I want more. Believe me, I do.
Yeah,
because they had a nice chocolate.
Cream buddy, we'll share one with you.
Hey, cream buddy.
Whoa.
All right.
I'll go get one. I see your daughter's in the room.
Oh.
Weird transition.
Sorry. Do I really want to hear about her dating?
I don't want to hear about your cream buddies.
Well, too late.
Yeah, thanks for that. I think the weirdest date still to this day is when you guys pimped me out on the show, and then you guys all came on my date with me and filmed the entire thing.
Win a date with BJ's daughter.
I think she was only on the show for what, Sarah. She was on the show for a couple of months, and then this was the Steve Bright idea?
Yeah, I mean, that was over 3 years ago.
Well, in all fairness, we went with you because we were all getting a free meal at a steakhouse.
Yeah, we went to this fancy, beautiful steakhouse.
Which is the best part, because what type of stuff don't you eat?
Meat.
Yes.
Including steak.
Yeah, they take Sarah to a steakhouse for her first date with this guy. And Steve's like, oh, we're going to Chaperones. Well, and then when I find out where the date was happening, I'm like, oh, yeah, sure you are, Steve. You're going just to be a chaperone. You're going for the steak.
And we all went except for you. And we all had a great time watching you and that guy have a date, which I still contend you picked the wrong guy.
Yeah, I mean, what the top three was what? The guy we picked.
A girl,
and a furry.
And a furry, and I still think the furry was the one.
And I disagree with all of you, because the girl was a Doctor Who fan, and that would have been a great daughter-in-law for me.
But your daughter is not into that.
I don't care. I was into the girl because she was a Doctor Who fan. We would have had something to talk about at all the holiday gatherings.
The furry seemed like the most cool guy.
He seems like the most fun for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah. He was actually very cute under his whole furry
getup. It just goes to show your presentation means everything in life. Yeah, unfortunately, we do judge books by their cover, and furry guy did not get the right judgment.
Could you imagine if he wore that to the steakhouse?
Oh my God.
That would have been great.
So amazing.
If he had like a cow outfit.
Yeah, that's the one. Yes. Dress up as a cow.
And then the two of you just like look at all of us like with just disgust because you're a vegetarian and he's watching us eat his friends.
Yeah, himself. Oh man.
Damn.
We picked wrong.
Got dark.
Yeah, we did.
You picked wrong. I was campaigning for the furry the whole time.
I know.
Yeah.
I should have.
That was a weird first date.
That was very strange.
Yeah, very, very strange.
Was there a second date?
Yes.
And I think
a third.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you gave the guy a shot.
You know, and he never made a move.
Oh.
Three dates.
I think he was more pumped to hang out with everyone on the show than
Yeah. Right? Yeah. 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 I remember correctly? Definitely was. Yeah. He was definitely a fan. But then, you know, I was like, okay, I'll give him a chance after. And then I give him another chance. And I seriously think three dates and you're immediately friend zoned.
And I've never seen the guy again. I think he's like given up on the show because you ruined everything.
Well, you know.
Sorry.
How did she ruin it? He didn't put the move.
Yeah.
I know, but he doesn't even talk to me anymore, so I think she might have cost me a listener.
Oh.
I probably did.
Yeah,
we got bills to pay.
Yeah, come on, Sarah.
All right, I'll go make a move now.
Thank you.
Gosh.
Speaking of making a move, we got a married couple that were on a date night who took an Uber, and that Uber driver was arrested for hit and run and kidnapping. Oy. The couple streamed the whole thing live on Facebook Live. We got the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:47. On the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.